You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison says he's delivered the last report card on Indigenous wellbeing using what he describes as an old approach.
This is a stark and sobering report that I've tabled. I welcome the gains. I honour the hard work across every front. And we must be careful not to speak of our first Australians as a broken people, because they are not. So many of our first Australians are out there making their way despite the disadvantages that they have faced.
In 2008, Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made history with his apology to Indigenous Australians who were members of the Stolen Generations. He was subject to past government policies of forced child removal and assimilation. That moment led to the Closing the Gap reporting process, which was agreed to by the states through the National Indigenous Reform Agreement. This year's report shows the overall picture has not significantly changed, with only two of the seven targets on track to be met, on early education and Year 12 attainment. Indigenous employment is at 49% compared to 75% for non-Indigenous Australians. Infant mortality for Indigenous children is twice as high as the rate for non-Indigenous Australians. There's also been no progress on the goal to close the life expectancy gap by 2031, with Aboriginal men and women expected to die between 9 and 7 years earlier, so in their early and mid-70s, than non-Indigenous Australians. Mr. Morrison says it's time for a change.
The targets that were set for Indigenous Australians, not by Indigenous Australians, do not celebrate the strengths, achievements and aspirations of Indigenous people. They don't tell you what's happening on the ground or stirring under it. They don't tell you how realistic or achievable these targets were in the first place. They reinforce the language of failing and falling short, and they also mask the real progress that has been made.
Those were welcome words to Noongar man Jonathan Ford, who was at Parliament House to hear the address in person.
A key thing I took away from today was the Prime Minister says, "Now, Aboriginal people aren't broken," and that really hit home for me, because we're not. We're strong, we're resilient, we have so much, you know, so much value in our community, but we continue to suffer disadvantages because of government policies. So it's the government policies and a bureaucratic system that needs to change, definitely not our people. Our people have the strength to take this forward and change things.
The health worker is a spokesman for the Coalition of Peaks, a group of 40 Indigenous groups that has been meeting with the federal government to come up with a new Closing the Gap approach, including up to 15 targets by April. Mr. Ford says that interaction has renewed optimism by Aboriginal caseworkers who have despaired over the inertia over the past 12 years.
I was able to facilitate a number of consultations throughout Western Australia, and it's that feeling of hopelessness around it's the same old, nothing's going to change. But then you come to a place like Parliament House today and you see some of the greatest Aboriginal leaders in this country come together and you think, wow, we're on the verge of something special. We are definitely on the verge of something special, and it's going to create outcomes on the ground which will bring hope back to our people.
The Chief Executive for the National Group representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and families was also at Parliament House to hear the Prime Minister's address. Richard Weston from SNAKE says he's taken heart from the Prime Minister's words of a refreshed approach, but is sceptical.
It requires, strong commitment from everybody to work in partnership, strive for agreement on a range of issues like targets and other reforms. But I think the will is there from the people that I've seen sitting around the table, but the proof will be in the pudding. Where will we be in 5 years' time or 10 years' time is really going to tell the story, I think.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the 2017 Uluru Statement needs to be respected, and he called on the government to support an Indigenous voice to Parliament, not just a voice to government.
The voice is a modest request that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples be consulted about issues and policies that directly affect them. That's what it is. It is not a third chamber. It is not deliberative. It merely seeks to put a structure around what we would all regard as Australians as decency, as courtesy, and as respect.
The Labor leader also pushed for a vote on Indigenous constitutional recognition, which Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says could happen by June next year. But Mr Wyatt has told SBS News his number one priority is making changes that will impact Indigenous Australians on a daily basis.
Our election policy commitment was to constitutional recognition. It's in my charter letter, but the focus I want to have and continue to do on a daily basis are the things that are within the Closing the Gap report, plus family violence and economic development and wealth creation. Utilising the assets that Aboriginal people have in the way of land and looking at how we can realise our incomes against that land.
The Coalition of Peaks says it wants reforms in three areas: more funding for Indigenous health groups, input in government decisions, and improved service delivery by mainstream organisations like the police and universities. Spokeswoman Catherine Liddell says it's important that urgent action is taken to back up the words and promises from the Prime Minister.
Closing the gap targets, it's all numbers driven, right? We live in those houses, our families live in those houses. And so for someone like me, I have family members, and I'm sure my peers around me have exactly the same stories, where you're looking at families living five generations to one house without adequate water and without adequate electricity. These things are, they're just not excusable in a country like Australia.
A new set of up to 15 targets, including possibly a justice target, is expected to be finalised by April before they're considered by the Council of Australian Governments in June. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.